Hi, I'm Luke Larson, and today I'm going to give you guys some emo music recommendations. I don't know why I said it in that weird accent. Sorry if I'm talking too fast. First off, I always say that because I do talk too fast, and I have a bit of a speech impediment, so, that doesn't help. If you have trouble understanding what I said, just put it, voice message me if it's really that important to you, which it probably isn't. You'll probably never even care about my podcast. I'll probably just go die like everyone does. We all die. So yeah, that got dark really quick. Anyway, my number one recommendation, you guys saw this coming. This isn't technically, they don't refer to themselves as emo, and they don't like the term emo, but they're the most emo it gets, okay? Frickin' My Chemical Romance. I have like a bunch of their merch. I love their music. I mean, listen, if you don't know My Chemical Romance, have you been living under a rock? You probably have. So they made the famous song Welcome to the Black Parade from their Black Parade album. It's an amazing song. It's an amazing album. My personal favorite song by them is Mama, but it might be a bit too goth for you if you first start out. So I recommend if you're first starting out with My Chemical Romance to do Welcome to the Black Parade, then Famous Last Words, then Na Na Na, then Helena, then I'm Not Okay, and then you can pretty much listen to whatever you want. Those are just like the transition songs, you know? Listen to the Black Parade album, and you will love it. If you want something more intense, more screamy, if you're into that stuff, you're coming from the metal side of things and not the pop side of things, then listen to the Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge album first, which is more screamo. So yeah, that's my recommendation for today. My Chemical Romance, check them out. You have to check them out. You probably already have checked them out. Just freaking listen to My Chemical Romance right now or go die in a hole.